That's me when I'm in my alcoholism. I have a total inability to form a true partnership with anybody in my life, whether I know them or don't know them. I am not going to be able to get along with them because, you know, it all becomes about me, as opposed to being a person who is, and they offer these solutions in four. How do I deal with that? Well, I'm one in a family, I'm a friend among friends, I'm a worker among workers, I'm a useful member of society. Those are applications. If I can go to work and be a worker among workers, what a concept. When I go into work, ask God to come into work with me with that attitude of being a worker among workers, that we're all equal here, and how can I be of service to the other people that I'm working for? Oh my God, my day just goes completely different than trying to be somebody who is bossing people around. You know, and when we begin to look at, you know, ourselves and the security instinct and how we, you know, we are emotionally insecure people, and we are people who depend on people and we dominate them. I find that there are times even within a day where I will depend on somebody else for reassurance or to, you know, what do they think about this, or whether it's a boss or a partner in a relationship, or I'll be somebody who will dominate and try to control other people in my life. So it's like I've got both of those characteristics in me, and I can flip-flop between one or the other. But then when I make that shift and I quiet myself down, I make that connection back to ask God to be with me, say the serenity prayer, whatever it might be, I find that I then can have right relations with the other people around me. And it's such a great treat today to be able to do that. It's amazing. It's a night, for me, a night and day difference in my personal relationships and in my business relationships and in the world when I'm out there.